passing shower tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, windy, and mild in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 54. It's time for the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's received an invitation to the Big Ten media party in Indianapolis. Over the years, I've always received an invitation to the Big Ten media party. No. I can send you in my place. You'd have a great time. It's Thursday from 9:30 to midnight at the Conrad Indianapolis Vienna Ballroom on Washington Street. You would love it.
So far, I like this idea.
No, I do too. Shipping you out there in my place, that's good.
Yeah, there you go. Knew there had to be more to the conversation.
What are you talking about? I mean, that's, you know, now we have 366 days to Sarah Bartlett's next birthday.
Wait, 366?
Well, it's a leap year.
Oh, all right.
You realize that Penn State is going to play on leap year for the first time in 40 years next Wednesday.
Now, there's a stat.
Have not lost in over 100 years on February 29th. The last time they lost, their 6-1 lifetime on February 29th, the last time they lost, 1908. Lehigh.
Now, there's a stat that not everyone will have in their hands.
No, they won't. Nor am I going to go online and promote that stat. I said to Dick, I said, you want me to open the show that way? He says, if you do, you'll be alone.
I think you do now just out of spite. That would be great.
No. We don't do anything out of spite except on this show.
Oh.
All right. Now, the Chief Dave Ritchie will be in. Kevin assured me that he would be there for the beginning of the show.
He's got the phones on now.
And once again, the loyalty issue where I had to kill time happened again. I mean, he did not show up on time because, you know, you don't inspire that.
Oh, is that what it is? So it's my fault. It's my fault the poor guy has a regular job, unlike you and I.
What?
I mean, just get to do fun.
I hope Dave stopped by and sincerely wished Sarah Bartlett happy birthday from yesterday. And I'm sure Dave heard about yesterday's embarrassing Kevin Herr incident.
No. Dave shakes his head no.
Well, since you shook your head no, I'll point out that all of us were able to get Sarah something. Allie Stevens baked her cupcakes. You know, I was able to open an account for her at Susquehanna Bank. everybody else signed a card, got a card for something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a little mini party for her. And guess which person got her zero?
I would imagine my partner, Kevin.
Yeah, so and over the years, Chief, how often have you received gifts from Kevin?
Every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
That's right.
We do our little exchange. So that I can't say that he's never given me a gift, but I guess he's always told me that just being in his presence was a gift.
I'd also like to point out that that little decoder ring for the Cracker Jack box is not really considered a great gift in most countries.
It's the thought behind it, though. Right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. See? I get my Christmas present before Christmas, sometimes after, but it's always there.
It's always right around that time, anyway.
It's the thought that counts?
Right.
I know what I'm thinking. All right, couple big games coming up tomorrow night. I'll let you gentlemen take over.
Listen, February frenzy in full swing. It's kind of like March Madness, only on the high school style. And, Chief, there's a doubleheader at Shamokin that probably is drawing a lot of attention. Not to say that, you know, the other games in the area aren't that big. And, of course, Danville has Shamokin on Friday night as well at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. But Selinsgrove Grove-Shikellamy, there seems to be some sort of magic there, no matter where they play, what sport it is. And the fact that it's a boys-girls playoff doubleheader makes this huge. I mean, Shamokin is going to be one-packed gymnasium tomorrow night.
Yeah, Seals Grove and Shikellamy, both the boys and the girls teams playing in an opening round of the PIAA District 4 playoffs. I think this is probably one of the first times that we've actually had the opportunity to do this. And it is it's quite a rivalry. It always has been. And both programs have done an excellent job this year in getting into the playoffs. Scotty Kerstetter's Seals Grove girls for the last couple of years have not made the playoffs. This year they did a great job. They were the number, if I'm not mistaken, the number three seed, and that's a great job for him and his girls. And the it's always a battle when the Shikellamy girls and the Seals Grove girls get together, and the battle in the fact that it's always a very emotional game. And also, I don't think anybody leaves anything out on the court till the end.
Chief, this was one of the games earlier in the year that the Lady Braves needed to win to even get to a playoff run.
Yeah, we were at one time 4-9, and we were basically thought to be dead in the water and not going to make the playoffs since 2001. And the girls did an excellent job. And one of those games that we had to win down the stretch was at Seals Grove. And Seals Grove had defeated the girls 50-44 earlier in the year in a pretty interesting ball game. And our girls went down, and at one point were down 14, but came back to win. So it was a big victory, both to get us a push, a really big push to make the 500 level.
Well, you've had some great some great minutes from a lot of the young ladies on the bench that you've been coaching for quite some time.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of players on our team this year, but we've got a good quality. So. We've got two seniors on our team, Sarah Young and Lauren Onisi, that have been with the program a long time. They've been playing varsity ball since they were in ninth grade. Probably one of our better players, too, is junior Alexis Angstad, who's been the point guard since she was in ninth grade, already has a district championship under her belt, and also has a win in the first round of states under her belt. And I think there's nothing more than she would like to get back into the state playoffs. We've got another junior, Corey Yerger, who has played 2 years of JV ball, that has given us a lot of great minutes and good points. Probably our most inexperienced comes in the paint with the big girls. We have a freshman, Bernie Cheney, and a sophomore, Raven Fatul, who have played inside there. And basically, I named six girls, and that's usually the rotation of the girls' varsity with Coach Delgrati.
Now, your reward, or the winner's reward, is that Shamokin?
Yeah, we will,
in the next round.
If, depending on who wins, Seals Grove or Shikellamy, they get to play the second seed, and that would be Shamokin, who we've had close games with, but they've defeated us twice, and Shamokin has lost to Seals Grove once, I believe.
Steve, one of the things that you and I talked about was how well the Lady Red Tornadoes have been playing in double-A ball. They're obviously the top seed, 22-0, best record ever in Mount Carmel history, 22 straight wins. Dave, that's an impressive team there.
Well, it sure is. That double-A is really, really loaded. There's a lot of great teams. Southern Columbia, who just bowed out, was the league champ in their division. They were, I think, 18-3 entering in, 19-3 entering the playoffs. And they lost to, I believe it was South Williamsport.
Yeah, Southside winning their 20th.
Yeah, and South Williamsport is another team that has two losses, and those two losses were both to Mount Carmel.
You know, that double-A bracket is almost as good on the girl side as it is on the boys side. I mean, you talk about double-A teams, they are stacked on both sides.
Yeah, that's double-A, years ago we didn't have many double-A teams. There were a lot of triple-A, and we even had a couple of quad-A teams. But with the demographics changing as it's been, there's a lot more double-A schools, and the programs have been excellent.
Of course, the game that you and I are going to have on the radio, you'll be making your way up the stands to the top, hopefully after a Lady Braves win, which always, Steve, makes him a little happier after that.
Always makes the post-game show better.
It does. It also makes the pregame of the game a little bit better, too.
Well, Kevin, I heard you guys talking about this the other day. If you remember last year, we were the underdogs and had Milton by 13 points going into the last quarter, and unfortunately ended up losing by, I think, a point. So that was one of those games when if you were expected to win, You came out of it losing, you feel bad. But sometimes when you're the underdog and you almost pull the upset off, it feels a little worse. It took me about a quarter to get back into broadcast.
I think that's
mode,
what it was. That's what
we
were saying
mode.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Scott Kerstetter. We used to play basketball together. I remember when he played at Seals Grove, an excellent shooter, and I know that he'll bring his kids ready to play. The Brancata girl and the Deckard girl have both been doing an outstanding job, and they have a girl, last name is Geek, that plays inside. They have some size, they really do, and it'll probably be a challenge, but our girls are ready, and I'm sure Seals Grove's girls are ready. So if you get a chance and you want to see a pretty good basketball game in girls on the girls' side, get out to Shamokin at 6 on Friday evening.
Switching gears just a little bit on the game that we'll be having.
Sure.
And Steve, this is something that obviously Dave and I know very well, is the rivalries between Chickalamee and Seals Grove. And I know you've been a part of high school games before that have these kind of rivalries where you just kind of throw out the records.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen when these two teams play. Chickalamee defeated Seals Grove in the River Tournament earlier in the year and since then has lost two games to them. And both times, Seals Grove has done things that we didn't expect them to do. For example, hit three-point shots. And that's something that that sometimes Coach Four will probably not defense as well. But, boy, the last time they played, Seals Grove came out and just shot the lights out. And,
yeah, four guys hit three-pointers, which something surprised Coach Ray Moyer of the Seals, too.
Yeah, and what makes – I know probably most of our viewers know that both Coach Ray Moyer and Darvin Young are Chickalamee graduates. They're former students of mine. And Ray, who was a Penn State graduate, great baseball pitcher out there, has inherited the job from Jim Bettle Jim Bettle was the coach before it, and he's taken the kids and made them into a very competitive squad. That they are a team that you know are going to be up in your face. They're very, very aggressive defensive wise, and they box out well. And they send a lot of people to the boards there, and plus just the fact that it's a Chickalamee game gets the old adrenaline going a lot more, and sometimes I think they play above themselves.
Tyler Pratt only a few points away from 1,000 in a career.
Yeah, five.
I mean, that's great in itself. I mean, is it 7,000 point on the boys' side?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's 7,000 point scorers on the boys' side alone. He would be the eighth that would complete that if he were able to finish that off. Obviously, that's something that Coach Four wants to get out of the way right away. But from a coach's perspective, Dave, that's in your mind. You've got a big game against a rival team, one that you've struggled against the last two times out that you've played them. This is the fourth opportunity. You're 1-2 against them this year, trying not to go 1-3, and then end your season. That's a lot of stuff to think about as a coach. Put yourself in Coach Tim Ford's shoes. What do you focus on in this game?
Well, it's pretty easy to put myself in his shoes because we teach right across from each other, so I talk to him every day. They've had a very good week of practice. The kids, after and State College, what a basketball team they have out there. And they destroyed the Braves. They really did. That meant to me that those guys are legit. Okay, they're a very good basketball team. So you come off of a loss like that, expecting maybe not to have a great practice. But Tim has had really good practices last night, and I expect he'll have a good one tonight. As far as Tyler, it would be nice if he could get those 5 points out of the way right off the bat. I mean, here's a kid that has, no matter what he does, he makes things happen. He did it in football. He's done it in basketball. And he's the one person that I know, no matter what happens out in that court, all right, will always want the ball. You want somebody like that, that says when push comes to shove, when you need somebody to do something, you want a person that doesn't shy away. And that's what he does. He's always done it. And, that's coach trying to get that out of the road. You can't approach it like it's any other game. The added incentive for Chickalamee kids is the fact that if they win, they are guaranteed to go to the state playoffs. And that'll be the first time since 1979, only the second time in the history of the school, that the boys will have gone to a state playoff game. And that is great motivation.
But they have struggled at Shamokin in this semifinal game.
Well, I'm sure that's in the back of everybody's minds. I don't know why, because it's a nice gym to play in. It really is. You get the monkey off your back. I think that's what Coach has probably told them that all takes is one win out there, and they did get a win this year. They beat Shamokin on the home court, so you know, that might help them to play better. And I, right now, if they're healthy, that's, you know, the couple of times that they've played in the past, they've had problems with Taylor Montz not being healthy. You know, Ernie Tyler still is not back, and they lost a starter there when he tore a knee up. So, you know, you get other people playing, and you get different people in the rotation. If you notice, Kevin, he's going 7-8 deep, and that's something that he hadn't done in the past. So those kids have garnered experience. And I think I just looking the demeanor of the kids today in school, the way they were acting, they didn't seem uptight. They didn't seem tense. They, you know, they seemed like kids, and I think they're ready to go.
Girls game tips off at 6 tomorrow night,
yes,
at Shamokin. Boys game right after that, about 7:30. Our airtime set for 7:06 here on WKOK. A couple of reminders from Rick Ashner and the Shamokin Area High School. Make sure you don't bring your noisemakers. Make sure that you are fully clothed, that you can't go shirtless there and paint, and also no full face paint. Those are some of the school rules that are superseding, or in addition to, I should say, some of the PIAA rules. Yeah. So, Steve, as you can tell, we're very excited about this game tomorrow night.
Well, you should be. It's going to be, I think, a great game. It's a great time of the year. It's a fun time of the year. And just because, you know, down the road, you mentioned, what, a 22-0 team?
Yeah, 22-0 with Mount Carmel.
Guess what the words one and done mean?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the playoffs. It really is. I know a couple years ago, Shikellamy girls went out to the lower seed in the first round. You know, a lot of times you can throw out the records.
You know, we've talked about this a couple of times during our broadcast, too. The AAA bracket, when you look at Danville, who's on a 20-game run, as you said, Steve, could easily find themselves stumbling against a team like Shamokin, who I think at right around 500 is probably one of the better 500 teams. They can knock anybody off in this tournament.
But this is what you have to understand. When you have a record like they have, yes, they have built-in confidence. But I'm telling you right now, if it's close, there's far more game pressure on them than the team that's playing them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And plus, you're dealing with the psyche of 15, 16, even 17-year-old kids right now. So that's another thing you got to keep in mind.
And that's another great doubleheader that's going to take place in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. The game before the Danville-Shamokin boys game is the Danville-Montoursville girls game.
That's right.
And that's the second game, or the co-games of the night for the AAA. And I, you know, if as a fan, I would be very interested in watching both of those games.
I was thinking that too.
You know, Shamokin, we talk about their guards. You know, they have kids that, as soon as they cross the half court line, are capable of shooting a jump shot and putting the ball in. I'm talking about way beyond the 3-point line, and they are able to do that. They have everybody that can score. Danville, I am ultimately impressed with a team that doesn't have anybody bigger than 6'1". That just play so well together, and there are so many weapons there for them to put points on the board, coupled with the fact that they can play a mean man-to-man defense and then throw a pressure trap defense on you full court and not skip a beat. There's a reason why they're where they're at 20-2.
Quality losses the first two games of the season, Pottsville and Allentown Central Catholic.
Yeah.
Not bad losses to have on your schedule.
Lenny Smith does a fantastic job. I often make this comment about Danville basketball teams. They don't graduate and lose. They just reload, and that's what he's been doing consistently, reloading.
I guarantee you one thing, Vadunas is not going to fly under the radar for Shamokin, because they have three guys on that team besides Andrew Andrejczyk, a 1,000-point-plus scorer that can really shoot as soon as half-court comes up. I mean, Andrejczyk, you got to have a guy on him as soon as the half-court line comes up.
I'm just amazed that – I mean, I know he's going to Bucknell to play baseball.
Yes.
And he's a great baseball player, but he had a fantastic career as a quarterback at Danville. And I've never seen any guards that are any quicker than he is. He's, you know, he's able to, like Tyler Pratt, you know, stop on a dime and give you 7 cents change, all right? And just unbelievable. And he's a lot of fun to watch. And I'd like to watch him when we're not playing him, though.
It's going to be a tough night for us, because we're going to want to be in a couple of different places to watch a couple of different games. But one of the games that we'll get a chance to see is Shikellamy and Selins Grove, both the girls and the boys from Shamokin, starting with the tip at 6 of the girls game. Get there early, because the seats are going to go quick.
Before I leave,
we're going to need elbow room up there.
Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Listen, when you see Dick Girardi, will you tell him that I'm probably one of his biggest fans? I listen to you guys all the time. I enjoy your play-by-play, but I think you've got a great color commentator there. I just, his demeanor, his delivery, and his knowledge, unbelievable. So I wish you would pass that on for me.
I will, Dave. And I pass this along to a lot of people. And, you know, I'll kid around about things along the way, as obviously you guys know. Because, Dave, you know I think the world of Kevin, even though I kid around with him. But there's nobody really in my business, in what I do, that's any luckier than me. I get Jack Ham for football, and I get Dick Girardi for basketball. Two knowledgeable individuals that probably are the best analysts in their respective business that have no ego and are just good people and good friends. I mean, you cannot ask for better than that, and I will definitely pass it along to him. And I know you do a great job with Kevin all the time. So,
well, I think Kevin and I have a pretty good relationship too, and I think that's why we haven't killed each other.
So. 17 years, you know, yeah. It's we've always joked it's like a winter marriage for us because we spend more time with each other during the winter months.
Yep, you know, I don't know if I have time, but I have a great Jack Ham story. When
please.
Jack was down at our mall about 20 years ago, and he was signing autographs at a card show down at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Well, when he was in prep school, he played with a friend of mine, Glenn Fawzy, and Glenn went on to Murray State and was an All-American there, and of course, Jack went on to Penn State and then ended up in Pittsburgh. And Glenn was drafted by the Packers, but there were some things happened, I think, that he didn't make it. But anyway, I said to Jack as I was getting his autograph, I said, I you know, I coach and I've known one of your fellow players at Massahutton, you know, and his name was Glenn Fawzy. And he looked at me and he says, Glenn Fawzy, he said, the most intense man I've ever been around. And you're talking about a guy that played with Jack Lambert, all right? It just about floored me, all right? So I've often told Glenn that story, and he just kind of laughs at me because they were both linebackers on that prep school. And it was kind of nice. It was neat. So I just that's the only time I've ever met Jack Ham. I listened to you guys in the fall, and I agree with you. He's very interesting and knowledgeable. But I got a little bit personal, you know, that when he said that Glenn was the most intense person that he ever played football with.
Right. That's exactly right. That's a great story. But lucky you get to work with the people you work with along the way. And, you know, and that's where I'm very fortunate. I sit down in September and I look over and the guy analyzing the game is Jack Ham, who's just knows it inside and out, has a great eye for it, and is just down to earth. Then I get to work with Girardi. It's, yeah, man.
Yeah.
He always sounds so relaxed.
That's because he is relaxed. Yeah. He's very relaxed. But, you know, the entire broadcast is relaxed. I mean, look, I mean, he started out the broadcast on Sunday by talking about being on Lake Mendota.
Right.
And he talked about Krabanoff again, who used to play for them years ago, and being in a cross-country ski race.
You think we get off on this some tangents, Dave?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
We started out a broadcast once at Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament, and we had gone to St. Elmo's for steaks, and Brent Musburger and Steve Lavin came down, talked to them for a little bit, but there was this other table that was next to us, and they're looking over, and of course I don't think that they were being served iced tea unless it was Long Island. Right, so Musburger and Lavin are talking with us, the whole thing, we're having a good time. There's a group of us there, including Stephanie Petula, who is with the sports information department. Well, finally, these, you know, Brent and Steve leave, and this couple comes over and looks at her and says, are you Joe Paterno's daughter? So the next day, Dick starts out the broadcast by saying, last night we had dinner with Brent and Lavin, he says, over at St. Elmo's, and we're then eventually joined by Bo and Lulu Bell from Bloomington. Oh, well, only on our broadcast. You guys will be terrific. Can't wait to hear it tomorrow night.
Steve Jones Show continues after WKOK News on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I guess we'll have to take an extra break in this half hour.
Are you saying that I got windy?
I'm saying that your ability to tell time is now in question.
No, we'll be all right. Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
I'm not worried.
I know. I know.
Do I ever worry on
Never.
This show?
Never.
That's what drives you insane.
A little bit. It does
it
make
drives
me a
you
little
insane.
Nervous.
I don't worry about anything. I don't.
I appreciate the level of trust, though.
No, I'm pretty confident in what we're doing. 1-800-795-9565. Great to have the chief in, by the way. You guys do a great job in the broadcast, and that'll be a fun doubleheader tomorrow night. We're not done previewing it yet, are we?
No. We'll preview it in the game itself, and of course we'll recap the girls' game at 7:06. So.
No, I'm talking about today on the show.
Oh, no. We'll have both coaches as well for the boys' side. I'm sorry. I know you laid it up there for me, and I completely whiffed on the spike.
Sarah Bartlett. Sarah
I
Bartlett.
I whiffed. Da, da, da. I whiffed.
Wow.
Boy. Now you know why I sat on the pine.
Wow. I've been trying so hard to make you feel like an important part of all this. And...
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Steve?
Are we going to post any of these interviews, by the way?
We will have them available, yes.
Wonderful.
At stevejonesshow.com. And, by the way, the entire show is going to be available from now on at stevejonesshow.com. So if you don't get a chance to listen between 3 and 5, or you don't get a chance to hear the whole broadcast, you can listen to it afterwards and then send your questions to stevejones@wkok.com.
How's my Twitter account going?
You have... you're in the 50s now.
Really?
You're in the 50s with followers.
Is that good?
It's not bad for just coming out, 2 weeks ago? You know, nobody realized you even tweeted up until about 2 weeks ago.
Neither did I.
Hey, Danica Patrick just wrecked. That's your
Danica
Gatorade.
Danica Patrick just wrecked?
Yes.
Well, turn the TV off.
That's your update from the Gatorade duels.
Who's winning?
That part I don't know.
Oh,
well, they changed.
Always.
Listen, they move around
a
lot.
That's what gets me is that nobody knows who's winning, leading, whatever. It's all about, LeBron's got 26. Who's winning? Don't know.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Robbie Gordon isn't doing any better either. So all my open wheel folks are not doing well.
Okay, I want to know who's winning.
All right, I'll find out.
Me find out. You should know automatically who's winning. That's the key to the race.
Well, I don't have the monitor in my
look. If you're not the lead dog,
right?
The view never changes. So if you're wondering why in your life there's not been a lot of scenery,
okay. Well, here you go. You ready? Tony Stewart won it. Earnhardt Jr. second. Ambrose third, McDowell fourth, and Robbie Gordon came back after having smoke coming out of his car for the first several laps to finish fifth. That's actually a really good finish for Robbie Gordon.
Yes, it is. An excellent finish. Especially when you're driving a car that is not 100%. That's very impressive. And you just reported that Danica Patrick wrecked.
Yes. I'm still trying to figure out where she finished.
That's fine. So was that the end of the race?
That's the second duel, yes.
Yes. Was she wounded?
It appeared to be no.
Well, then good.
Yeah, it appeared as though no.
But again, you have to start changing your mentality to actually who was winning. Then as a sidebar, and by the way, for those interested, Danica Patrick wrecked on the last lap.
Why do I feel as though I'm in your class now?
Sounds like you might need it.
I was going to say, maybe I should be in your class.
You can't keep going to the school of ESPN and say, hey, this is how you go about it. Now, how about who won? Okay, it's like the winning and all standings. They give you a trophy at the end for a team thing.
Well, you try to open the door to those that aren't necessarily NASCAR fans that know the big names.
Oh, she's a personality, no doubt about it, but NASCAR doesn't need that kind of help. NASCAR is wildly popular. You ride around anywhere, and you'll see flags up on homes. 88, 24, even the old number three flags for Dale Sr.
Well, we went up to Pocono last year for the second race, and Danica has her own truck, and she wasn't even in the NASCAR race. It wasn't even in the Sprint Cup race up there, but she still had her own truck.
Well,
that's how big. That's how big she is right now.
Well, she's an incredible draw. She's an incredible draw, and we know that. So thus, saying who the winner is, Tony Stewart, and then eventually mentioning where she placed has to be part of the story. But it can't be the lead of the story. The person who wins is the lead. And Tiger Woods, for example, doesn't win at Greensboro. Okay? You mention in the lead that Aaron Baddeley won at Greensboro. Who finished second? Who finished third? By the way, Tiger Woods shot a 68. He was a 10-under and finished 17th. You throw that in at the end because people will wonder. You don't leave with Tiger Woods playing well leading to the Masters, finished in fourth, didn't win. Tell me who won. Then add in the sidebar story of where. Okay? The person that won's the one that had the best week. There's a reason why they won.
See, Tony wins the first of the one. Now, I'm listening. I'm trying to find the information you want. Tony Stewart won a Crash Marred Gatorade duel on the first one. And the second one had Danica Patrick in the crash, but the official word on the place finishes hadn't come out yet for the second
race.
That's fine. Is that more
sure,
accurate?
Sure, because they haven't declared who the winner is yet. That's fine. I'm fine with that. You know, now I'm going to give you an opportunity as a race aficionado.
Right.
To go to the refrigerator and get something to drink. We'll come back with more after this on the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza must sell 45 more new Fords by month's end to break an all-time sales record for February.
And they're determined to do it.
SMC has $5,700 off of a new 2011 Ford Edge. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 60 months.
Take $4,000 off a new F-150.
Plus, no interest for 5 years.
Sunbury Motors has $2,000 off
all 2012 Ford Fusions and Escapes.
Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months.
Every new vehicle at Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires during this President's Day sales event. Huge discounts plus 0% financing
saves you thousands
over the length of your loan. SMC has been satisfying more customers since 1915. Why would you buy a new Ford anywhere else? Take advantage today of the President's Day sales event at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. The only place you receive an additional set of tires with your new Ford purchase.
Susquehanna Valley RV.
It's the Big RV Show. And there is only one RV dealer who could put this show on the road. Susquehanna Valley RV presents the Pre-Spring RV Show at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you are even thinking about camping, this is the one show you don't want to miss. Huge discounts on all units. The big names will be there, like Cherokee, Denali by Dutchman, Gray Wolf, Wildcat, Viewfinder, Shadow Cruiser, Freedom Express by Coachman, and many, many more RVs. It's mind-boggling. A 31-foot Gray Wolf show price. $16,997. Make plans to attend the Big RV Show. Presented by Susquehanna Valley RV at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Free admission and free parking. For more information, log on to funrvcamping.com.
There's an exciting new world waiting for you at Susquehanna Valley RV. A camper's best friend.
Hi, this is Duska Rischel with the Bowen Agency Realtors in Lewisburg. My full-time real estate career has awarded me with loyal clients throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley. And with interest rates still at record levels, there has never been a better opportunity to be participating in today's market. Whether it's your first or forever home, let me make your dreams a reality.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen.
Your freedom of choice has never been better. It's the President's Day sales event at your Quality Plus Ford store. That means big savings on Ford Focus and Ford Edge crossover. Experience great fuel efficiency, quality, and advanced technology.
And now through February 29th, you can get into a brand new Ford with no money down, no interest for 5 years, plus up to $2,500 in President's Day bonus cash. That's right, no money down, no interest for 5 years, plus up to $2,500 cash back on Fusion, Escape, and F-150 when you finance through Ford Credit. But you must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by February 29th. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Or call 1-800-NEXT-FORD. The President's Day sales event is happening right now, so don't delay. Get to your Quality Plus Ford store today.
Find race results, because all he knows is Danica Patrick crashed. It also says, please stand by for more live coverage. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We are not done yet. Previewing tomorrow's exciting showdown between Selins Grove and Shikellamy in boys basketball. In the next hour, we'll have both coaches with us. Both coaches will be with us in the next hour, which we're looking forward to. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. We stay home in Sunbury. Now that Kevin's done surfing the web.
Yeah, I forgot. You can see that screen. My mistake.
Yes, I can. Yes. You're scrolling through in such a way where right now I need an eye exam.
I'm glad I didn't say anything nasty to you on the Twitter feed, that, or nasty about you on the Twitter feed then.
No, brother. Yeah, Sarah Bartlett. She wouldn't do that.
Dave from Sunbury, how are you?
Okay, Steve. Well,
how are
I
you
had,
today, Dave?
Well, I was going to talk to the cousin, but I guess, you know, Kevin didn't let me in.
I got on a run and I couldn't stop talking. It's a torturous thing for me.
Well, no, I was going to ask him about real quick, like if he played flag football back in the olden days with the Oakland Okies. That was a great school. Uh-huh. But then if he was coaching when Ray Moyer and Darvin Young came through.
He actually taught them in class.
Yeah, but I don't know if he was started coaching the girls at that time or if he was a little later on.
I think that would be later on. I want to say that it's probably about 15, maybe 20 years he's been coaching girls, but I'm not positive
on that. Okay. Well, and one other little thing, Steve, did you hear about the basketball game at, over the weekend at Gettysburg? I don't remember who they're playing, but this player for Gettysburg had stroke, and he came back through that. They put him in the starting lineup at the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. Standing ovation. Even the team players of the other team stood as they announced him.
You're right.
That was the first thing. But then the other team, Gettysburg, got so far ahead that they called a timeout. They put him back in the game with about 2 minutes to go. And the other coach called a timeout and called his players over. And individually, he talked to these all the players and told them, whoever gets the best chance to foul the kid, put him at the foul line. And somebody did. The kid missed the first one.
Right.
But he made the second, and the place erupted.
Oh, of course it did. That's an emotional moment. That's one of those special sports moments, and you like the sportsmanship part of it.
Well, we were listening. It was about an hour ago. It was on KO and Michael Smirkanish.
Smirkanish, yeah. Michael Smirkanish had the story.
He had, that was his last segment. I mean, it was going off the air, basically. And they went through the detail of that whole thing. on the web, you know.
Right.
They were going to. But I said, also, pass on to Sarah Bartlett. And this is for Kevin to hear this. That I was on, I did my laundry, took it to the laundromat to dry it. And I was on my way to get a card, and a lady hit, came over to my side of the road. So I moved over, and for that, I got to slice my tire. The car's in the shop, but I was on my way to get her a card to mail it to her. I was going to call you today and ask you to give me the you know, the address for KO.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an awfully it's a wonderful thought. Sorry about what happened to your car. It doesn't take much to upstage Kevin. When you do nothing, anything looks like something. Okay. Dave, thanks so much. Great to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. I'll tell you, Kevin, right now the callers are beating you up.
Well, yeah.
Great response.
I have no response to that. I really don't.
Yeah. You're really on your game. 1-800-795-9565. We'll allow Kevin to gather his thoughts and come back in a moment here on WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza must sell 45 more new Fords by month's end to break an all-time sales record for February.
And they're determined to do it.
SMC has $5,700 off of a new 2011 Ford Edge. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Take $4,000 off a new F-150. Plus, no interest for 5 years. Sunbury Motors has $2,000 off all 2012 Ford Fusions and Escapes. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months. Every new vehicle at Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires during this President's Day sales event. Huge discounts plus 0% financing saves you thousands over the length of your loan. SMC has been satisfying more customers since 1915. Why would you buy a new Ford anywhere else? Take advantage today of the President's Day sales event at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. The only place you receive an additional set of tires with your new Ford purchase.
Rebate, rebate, rebate.
Do I hear a frog?
Nah, just me rebating.
Oh.
It's rebate time at Kohl's Hardware.
Oh, cool.
The one big rebate event is for 10 days only, and the best part is you fill out one form and all your rebates are done.
Oh, that's just what I've been waiting for. The 32 pages of money-saving coupons and instant rebates in the Kohl's Spring Coupon Book. Over $200 in coupon savings, plus 10 days of instant rebates.
Wow, you can get Easy Care paints for just $17.99 a gallon after the $7.99 rebate, and a 6-foot Warner ladder was $44.99 with $10 rebate, just $34.99.
Oh, a 3-piece paintbrush set is just 99 cents. But wait, with a 99 cent rebate, the paintbrush set is free. Get Scott's 2-pound bird seed for $7.99, but then get a $7.99 rebate and the bird seed is free. Did I say free?
Rebates, rebates.
There's
rebates.
32 pages of money saving coupons in the Kohl's coupon book with over $200 in savings and 10 days of rebates. Hurry, rebates end the 25th. Kohl's Hardware. We're close, convenient, helpful, and saving you money in your hometown.
Come on home to Kohl's.
Steve Jones Show on a Thursday afternoon. Great to have you with us. Another beautiful day in central Pennsylvania, in the Susquehanna Valley. And already we've heard from the Chief Dave Ritchie in the opening half hour of the show. We're taking your calls at 1-800-795-9565. And in the next hour, Kevin, why don't you set that up for us as to how the next hour will play out with the two coaches?
Well, we're going to have Ray Moyer of the Selins Grove Seals. I had a sit-down conversation with him on the phone a couple of days, actually yesterday morning, and we talked a little bit about the fourth matchup and how you actually try and, you know, get ready for a team the fourth time when they kind of know what you're going to do by that point and they know what you're, you know, and vice versa. So
no, that comes down to pure execution, Kevin. That's what it literally comes down to. Because, again, I've been in situations where I've seen games third time around, fourth time around during the course of a basketball season. And at that point, there are no mysteries, there are no surprises. It is literally execution.
And you'll hear Ray pretty much say the almost the same exact words when I ask him that question. Of course, Tim Ford will be on with us live. That'll be a little bit before 5 o'clock. He has, he has early practice, so we have to wait for his practice to finish up, so we'll get a good idea of how the Braves are ready for Selins Grove the fourth time around after losing two. But the big difference in the last game is the fact that the big guy was missing. You have Taylor Montz, 6'5", 6'6", guy in the middle that was not available in the second game. Braves lost that one by about 10. But again, Selins Grove just shot very, very well. Multiple guys with three-point shots. And that's what makes Selins Grove tough to defense, is they have a lot of guys that can shoot the basketball. And again, one of the conversations we'll have with both coaches a little bit later.
And we'll do that in the next hour of the show. And don't forget the Penn State basketball show tonight, 6.05 to 7 o'clock from Damon's here in State College. I'll have head coach Patrick Chambers on, along with a player from the team. That'll be the double barrel action tonight to preview Penn State Northwestern, which will be in the Jordan Center Saturday night at 9. And Northwestern is in a position now where they must win the game because they're 6-9. They've lost 3 in a row in conference play. Their RPI is 43, which is fine. But when you're under 500 in the conference and you've never been to the NCAA tournament before, it is an issue. And that's something, an issue they're going to have to overcome. And it's for them, John Schoen is having a fine year at 20 points per game. Drew Crawford's averaging 16. That's 4 points better than last year. But he's coming off a mediocre performance against Michigan where he played just 27 minutes in the game and did not get the double figures. Dave Sobolewski, the point guard, the freshman point guard, very, very good, having a good year, just under 10 points per game. Smart player, shoots the three. Reggie Hearn coming off a double-figure rebounding game for the first time in his career. In fact, he had a double-double. He had 11 points and 11 rebounds, his first career double-double. And he's a guy that had been on the bench for the last 2 years and was just a non-factor in what they were doing. He was just an extra. Now he's a guy that's starting, and he had a double-double against Michigan. Davide Curletti off the bench played well against Michigan, played the 1-3-1. You must get great ball movement against the 1-3-1. Michigan did. They took 38 three-point shots in that game Tuesday night. 68% of the shots that Michigan attempted against Northwestern were three-point shots. They hit 14 of them. The percentage was 37, which is fine. That's not astronomical. But just by the pure volume of shots, they had 42 points off of three-point shots in that game. 42. And that's because of ball movement against the 1-3-1. Jordan Morgan should have had a far stronger game against Northwestern Tuesday night than he did. He missed several layups underneath because that is where you're also vulnerable when you play the 1-3-1 defense. John Graham, the door is open for him to have some points on Saturday night. It's a 9 o'clock start at the Jordan Center. DeKalb, you might be able to come out for that game.
9 o'clock might be a little late by the time I get back, though. That's the only problem. You've got those night games are made for TV games. They get a little into my nap time.
Nap time?
They get a little into my nap time at that point.
How's
the response going to be in the Jordan Center for a 9 o'clock game? Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It's Saturday, so that's good.
When was the last time you had one of those evening games that late?
Well, during the week. Penn State played Illinois at 9 o'clock and had a great student turnout. Now, here they have something here called State Paddy's Day, which is not something around here to brag about.
Yeah, well, let me guess. It's a made-for-college party?
Yes, it is.
That's what I figured.
No, it's during the day, and I don't know what it's going to do for attendance because 9 o'clock on a Saturday night should be a perfect time for students to come out. But when you have that in the mix, I don't know. That's something I can't give an answer to. And that happens to be Saturday, the same day. What it does for attendance, I have no idea. So we'll all find out together on Saturday night at 9. Penn State's actually had pretty good success on playing 9 o'clock games. I mean, the tough ones are the ones where you're playing at noon, especially if it's noon Central Time. Those are tough. Everybody out of bed early, get an early shoot.
Maybe Sunday ones,
you might cancel shoot around. I don't know. Roy Oswalt, by the way, may not sign until midseason. He may pull a Roger Clemens, find out who needs him at that time, and then sign and try and bolster a team down the stretch. We've talked about Roy Oswalt from time to time. Well, that appears to be the direction he's headed in right now. High school basketball preview in the second hour coming up. Sarah Bartlett at the top of the hour with news.
CBS and WKOK News is next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.